We're now happy to be joined by the head coach at the University of New Hampshire, Rick Santos. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Rob. How are we doing?
I'm well. Hope you guys are as well. Year two for you is the head coach. How excited are you and the Wildcats to get going on Saturday?
We're really excited. You know, I think it's one of those things, as everybody across the country, when you go through camp and you battle each other day in and day out, you get kind of sick of beating the heck out of each other. So it was a competitive camp, really combative. You know, we got a lot of great senior leadership back, some guys that have played some meaningful snaps for us the last few years. So really happy with the way we've progressed through camp. I think all three phases, we've made improvements from last year. We're just excited to go and try to kind of see where we're at as a team and put it to the test on Saturday.
Last year at this time when we talked, you guys were in more of an underdog role, and you went and won a CAA championship. You went to the second round of the playoffs, got New Hampshire football back to where I know you wanted to get it. Now you're a little more of the hunted, you're ranked. How have you addressed that with those guys, with your guys?
Well, we talked about opening out of camp. It's one thing to prove everybody wrong. It's a whole nother animal to prove everybody right. And obviously it feels good to have super high expectations again. I think, you know, explaining to the guys, this is why they chose the University of New Hampshire, and the expectations have always been high. And our goals are to be a top 25 team, to have a national presence, you know, to compete for championships year in and year out. And hopefully we're fortunate enough to be a top 24 team at the end of the year and get a chance to play for a national championship. And it's great. It's exactly where we want to be. But at the same time, you know, all the success we had last year, it's gone. You know, there's some memories we're going to cherish forever. But we got to continue to get better every single week. I thought we took the steps forward this offseason. You know, the summer training schedule that we had was rigorous, and it was the most guys we've ever had up here. So I think they bought into it. The senior leadership, as I mentioned, was great. They challenged some of the young guys to get up and get bigger, faster, stronger. And then I think we took another step forward during fall camp. And now it's kind of putting it to the test and seeing exactly where we are in week one.
Let's look at your team on the offensive side of the ball. A lot of familiar faces back. Let's start at quarterback, where Max Brosmer had come last year from that year away due to injury and really had an outstanding year. How have you seen him grow? I know he's a team captain. How have you seen him grow, and what do you expect from him going into this season?
Yeah, phenomenal leader. I think he's one of the only, you know, there hasn't been too many underclassmen captains named in our program history. So I think that shows you kind of where he falls in terms of the team and how they look at him. You know, he's an extension of the coaching staff. He's cerebral. He sees the game really well right now. You know, he's got as quick a release as anybody in the country. I love how he's seeing stuff in real time, getting the ball out of his hands. We're giving him a lot more autonomy this year at the line of scrimmage, pre-snaps, to change protections, to even, you know, change it from a run to a pass, and kind of allowing him to go out there and call some plays and play free. And, you know, we're not just going to give guys that ability unless they've earned it and shown that they have the, you know, the football IQ to handle that mentally. And he certainly has that. So he's definitely somebody that if we want to achieve all of our goals this year, he has to play at a high level.
Certainly helps to look behind him and see have one of the most talented players in FCS football in Dylan Lowey. I know you are a guy that likes to be super creative on offense, and you got a guy who can do a lot of things. With him being kind of a marked man, what are some of the ways that you've talked about trying to get him the ball, but then also not wear him out?
Yeah, and that's going to be the challenge this year, is obviously for us to be successful, he's got to get a lion's share of the carry, but we know that we want to keep him healthy and make sure that he can go through, you know, the grueling season that it's going to be. So, you know, we're going to be multiple in how we're going to use him. We're going to move him all over the field. I think he's shown the ability last year where obviously he can do some stuff with his legs from the backfield, but also, you know, we can move him around. He can make some plays at slot receiver. You know, he has the ability to run and catch and kind of do it all. So we'll be creative in how we move him around. You know, I think Coach Brian Scott is tremendous. He's as good of a play caller as there is in the country. So we've got some new wrinkles to get Dylan involved this year we're excited about.
One more on the offensive side. Last year, you really had some freshman wide receivers who really stepped up, Joey Corcoran among them, but others. How much better have those guys gotten from freshman year to sophomore?
Yeah, it's great. I think the timing, you know, with Max having a whole offseason with him has been tremendous. I think Joey has really stepped up. He's transformed his body. He's got, you know, a little more quicker, and I think he's going to have a lot more kind of downfield presence than he did last year. He's a little bit of a possession guy, but I think he's really honed in on speed training this offseason, which is great. DJ Lincoln is another guy for us that's going to step up and play a huge role for us. He's been dominant during camp. And some guys who, you know, last year, you know, obviously losing Sean Coyne and Brian Esmanet is going to hurt, and those guys played some meaningful snaps. But we have a transfer from Wesley and Logan Tomlinson who's come in and has done a tremendous job, and he's vying for a starting job. Caleb Burke is somebody who played a little bit last year, who I think has an opportunity for us to kind of be a slot receiver, a real speedy guy, great run after the catch ability. So he's somebody that has to, you know, has to be a dynamic person for us to be successful. So I think those are some guys that we can lean on. I think we're as deep as we've been in some time at that position, and it's our job as coaches kind of find creative ways to get them the ball.
Let's switch over to defense a little bit and start up front. Josiah Silver and Dylan Ruiz have certainly gotten a lot of attention in the preseason as All-Americans. Having one of those guys on each end, how do they push each other to get even better? And, you know, are they kind of the leaders of your group coming into the season?
Yeah, they certainly are. And I think both of them have always done a good job leading by example in terms of their practice habits. They work really hard. Neither of them were too vocal last year, and that's one thing I kind of challenged both of them to step up. And I think they've earned the trust of their team by their play. And now they got to take the step forward of kind of calling everyone else out and making sure that we're holding everybody accountable. But, you know, JoJo was he was hampered a little bit with a groin injury the last 6 weeks last year. So, you know, he didn't feel like he had a good enough season up to his standards. You know, and I think Dylan Ruiz, Flex Ruiz, as it goes by now, he was somebody who really, I think, kind of took the nation by storm. So those guys have a target on their back. They're certainly going to be game planned after. And I think the guys inside really need to step up. You know, you lose a senior captain in Nico Kavikas. You know, guys like Neil Politano and Nate Capongo are two guys, which I really love what they've done this offseason so far. And for us to be successful, you know, those guys certainly need to step their game up, and I think they're ready to do so.
How about the back half of that defense? There's some experience back on that side. Who has looked good in camp?
Yeah, there certainly is. There's some guys that played some meaningful snaps the last couple of years. You know, Max Oxendine was voted captain. He's someone that was kind of hampered with injuries a little bit in his career, but he played last year. He makes all the calls. You know, he's the quarterback of the secondary, very cerebral player, can kind of fly, can make plays off the hash, not afraid to come downhill and be physical. So really love where he's at right now. You know, the weak safety position, I think it's, you know, Joey Eichmann's coming back. He's a New Hampshire product, done a tremendous job for us. Him and Derek Thompson have been kind of splitting time. So I think there's a three-headed monster back there of guys that can all play that have played for the last handful of years. And then our two corners are back, which I think they, you know, did a really good job last year in Randall Harris. And then Noah Stansberry kind of missed the last month of the season with some injuries, but he's back fully healthy. And, you know, those guys allow us to kind of be multiple, and we can play press and quarters press, and then also kind of get into zone coverages because they know how to disguise. So excited with the maturation of that back end for sure.
Let's talk about your game a little bit on Saturday. Stonehill, as you've sort of started to break down or are breaking down film on them, what are some of the challenges that they provide for you?
Well, first, I think they're extremely well coached. You know, you look at them transitioning Division I last year, you know, they were a team with, you know, three of their five losses came with, you know, a touchdown or less. So they easily could have been in the contention for a championship in year one in Division I. So they're going to play hard. They're relentless. They're tough. They have an edge about them. You know, on the defensive side of the ball, they're going to be multiple. You know, they base out of an odd or three down front. So for us, obviously, a lot of our calls all camp are based off four down stuff. So it's going to put a lot on our center, Osho Omenyeni, to make sure that we have the correct points and who we're comboing to in the run game and the pass game. And then because they have an extra second level defender there, you know, how they mix up coverages, I think is great. Their safeties fly downhill in the run game. Their physical tacklers, you know, one guy in particular, number zero, Micah Brown, I think he's a heck of a ball player for them. And he runs around with reckless abandon. So, you know, for us, we need to do a great job identifying that. We need to work to move them in the run game and establish a ground game. And that's something that I feel like we should be able to do. And then on the other side of the ball, they're extremely multiple on offense. They'll get you in some spread sets, some condensed sets. They do a great job with motion, trading, shifting, and just a lot of stuff that's going to mess with your eye discipline. two quarterback system that they played last year. Both guys are back. Both are really good runners, you know, so they can, you know, our defense, we've been a little more pro style this year and into last year. You know, Brosmer's kind of know where his spot's going to be a little bit. It's going to be in the pocket. So it's a little bit different than what they've seen for the last month out of our offense. So it's definitely going to pose a lot of challenges for us. You know, we got to do a really good job, you know, at the defensive end position, knowing when we want to mess charge, when we want to squeeze, and where that ball needs to go in the zone read, because that's going to be a big thing for them. So, I just think they're extremely well coached. I think it's easy to see why, you know, they were ready to transition up to Division I. They're awesome team.
All right, Rick. Thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Stonehill, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.